Yo, what up? What up? What up? What up? What's going on, people? What you guys got going on tonight, man? I'm not up to nothing special, just kind of relaxing, just trying to clear my brain for a little bit. You know, in this world, I think a lot of people struggle when they're trying to clear their brain for whatever issues they may be going through. I think we tend to try to wash it away with something, you know. Something that alters our mood so that we don't think about it, you know. But I think in the long term it has a horrible, horrible effect on you, because what happens is, I think, you know, in the long term you do remember, you know, what hurt so bad, and you kind of just held on to it and just tucked it away. So I think it hurts worse in the long run. So me personally, I'm just doing my best to deal with my certain pain that I'm going through. You know, it's something else, man. I mean, in life, if somebody tells you that they don't have pain, I think they're lying to you, because in this world there's so much pain that goes around the table, you know. But it is what it is, man. You know, we just gotta do our best as people to focus on the best things that we can focus on, to be the best people that we can be, because it's difficult out here, that's for sure, man. That is for sure. But you got to make sure you give to yourself, man, and not hide from yourself or run from, you know, what may be hurting you. Just go ahead and take that punch, man. Take it, because it's going to make you a better person, you know. It's going to make you a way better person. So, yeah, man, I'm just sitting here relaxing, just kick back. I hope you guys are good to go, man. I hope everything is going good with you. You know, if you're got a good life, you got a good relationship with your significant other, man, my props to you. If you know, got a good job, you're working, you're making money, man, providing for yourself or for your family, that's awesome. Rock on, man. And my credit goes to you. You know, just because I may talk about pain, people think that is what it's all about. No, I just talk about pain because I think when people are in pain, they make bad decisions. They make really bad decisions. So I think it's very important for us to always focus on pain, because when pain arises, we need to understand how to deal with that pain to the best of our ability as people. So I hope that you guys understand your pain when you're in it. I hope that you're making the best decisions while you're in that pain. You know, don't beat yourself up too bad. But at the end of the day, don't drown yourself in anything. I don't care what it is. I don't care what your choice of, you know, recreational use that you do. If you drink, if you smoke, if you, Lord knows what, if you indulge in food, you know, whatever it is, man. Don't drown yourself in stuff that's going to have a bad effect on you in the long run, right? Okay, just remember that we're humans and we all go through pain. But I think the best way for us to deal with this pain that we all go through is to really face it head on, man, and just accept it. I think in the long run, you'll have a better shot at, you know, winning over that pain. And people always say you can become stronger. I believe that to a certain degree, but I still believe at the same time that, you know, regardless of becoming stronger, whenever pain arises, it hurts, right? Pain is pain. It hurts. It just hurts. But you definitely can, you know, teach yourself different methods and creative ways to be able to, you know, deal with your pain in a positive way. I'll give you an example. Like today, I just had to go for a long walk, man. I'm hurting for a couple of different reasons. Things just aren't right sometimes, but I don't like to make excuses. I don't like to say it ain't fair. Life is what it is, man. And I know I'm not the only one going through it, so that's why I don't like to make excuses or play the blame game. But at the same time, it's definitely reality, you know, and I'm definitely dealing with some tough pain right now for a couple of different reasons. Sometimes I feel like I invest my time for the wrong reasons, but then I don't question myself either, because I know why I invest my time. Because when I invest my time, it's what I love to do. Time is everything, right? I and I love investing time, because time gives you the ability to, you know, create something awesome, whether it's within your work, a relationship, family, whatever the case may be. Time is amazing. So, you know, sometimes I do, though, I feel like I invest my time in the wrong thing, or things with an S, but for this particular issue that I'm dealing with right now, it's definitely difficult. It's hard, man. I'm not gonna mention any names or, you know, say anything buck wild, but I'm just going through a tough time, man. And I hope that if you hear this podcast, I hope that if you are going through a tough time, or if you ever go through a tough time, that this podcast won't only help you, but it will just let you know that, you know, there's other people out there like you that are hurting. And I'm definitely the first one to own up to that. And I'm proud to own up to that, because that's step one of, you know, healing that pain and putting a patch over it to let it heal. Let it heal. And then take the patch off and let the air hit it. And that's what I did today, man. You know, instead of going out drowning myself in some negativity, I went outside and just walked, man. I just walked. And where I'm at, it's cold. So, you know, but I walked and I just breathed and inhaled that fresh air and, you know, exhaled that fresh air. And just looked to the sky, man. The world is beautiful. And I know the world is way more beautiful than what we see it as people, because I think us as people are too selfish to see beyond ourselves. So that's why I look to the sky, man. And I know that there's something amazing out there. And I love the opportunity that I've been given while, you know, in this life form that we all live in today, you know, as people on planet Earth. So, you know, I hope you guys are blessed, man. I'm a firm believer in something greater than me. And that something that's greater than me is our great spirit. One and only God, His great son Jesus. I'm very thankful. I'm not a Bible banger, but I am a full out believer and representer of what's greater than me, and that's the love of God. The love of God is what rules, the love of God is what changes, and the love of God is what creates greatness. And I know that if you're a positive individual and you feel the same way, I know that you're on the same mission, and that mission, it's just achieving happiness every single day and being thankful for every single day and being appreciative for life in itself and respecting it and cherishing it and doing your best to be productive, proactive, and super awesome. So I love you all, man. Thanks for tuning in. If you tuned in, I wish you the best. I hope you have a great, great, great night. It's nighttime where I'm at. We'll talk soon. We'll talk soon. Don't ever be afraid to reach out to me. My company is called Life Coaching by Tillman. You can put that in Google. It should come up number one. My website is lifesportsandhealth.com. My direct line is 612-638-2888. I'm always available to talk to you. If I'm in the office, I'm going to pick up. Sometimes when I'm out of the office, I have my office line directed to my cell phone. So I'm going to let you know that I'm always here for you if you're struggling, all right? We're in this together, man. And I don't turn down phone calls once they come through. So I'm there for you, man. God bless you. I wish you the best for you and yours. And we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.